Our top story is the Prime Minister's leadership still under threat. Ministers and backbenchers have told the ABC that Malcolm Turnbull now has the numbers and is being urged to launch a challenge. It comes as Tony Abbott prepares to head to New Zealand for talks about a joint mission in Iraq.
Prime Minister, do you have any concerns that there are many in your team urging Malcolm Turnbull to run against you?
We're here to look at the cyclone damage today, I think.
Okay? Have they told you that Cabinet members need to ask you to out Tony Abbott?
I'll leave you guys to speculate about all that stuff.
Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs has denied that she was the one who raised the prospect of a new job. Professor Triggs insists the Secretary of the Attorney General's Department asked her to resign and offered her another position. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says no job offer was made, but an international affairs role had been discussed. The masked man dubbed Jihadi John, who featured in several Islamic State beheading videos, has been named. The BBC and the Washington Post say they've identified him as Mohammed Emwazi, a Kuwaiti-born British computer programmer from West London. A new report has revealed the late BBC presenter Jimmy Savile had abused more than 60 people at one British hospital alone. The report reveals half of Savile's victims were under 16. The youngest was just 8 years old.